Now it's 80s. What did you do?
At whose meal? At whose meal?
Like the why you.
Okay, guys, so everyone's good. Everyone understand the plan so far for the limud. So we're doing the Shema right now. Next is going to be 8 day Mesira, 8 day Chesima Karti. That's our next sugya. And then after that, it's going to be Shemos and Zman. Begitin. After that, I think we're going to move to Afkinu.
When do you think we're starting to
care? Why do you care?
I'm curious because of those previous studio times. There's not been always a consistent amount of time for studio.
Studio dependent, right?
Right, so I'm curious.
I don't know. As you say, it depends on studio. Okay. So we'll find out. But Lishma, I think, will not be so much longer. I'm thinking maybe we'll just do a midterm after Purim. Sometime after Purim, give you guys a couple of days Chazar. I'll give some Chazar Shirim to catch up on the material we did thus far. So I'm thinking that we should dedicate some time after Purim, maybe a little before Purim next week for Chazara. That good to say we could have the material from like before Pesach, after Pesach on the final. Sounds reasonable. So the Chazara will start from Get Yashan. Okay. It's not so long ago. I'll give a Chazara share and Get Yashan. The Dinim, Get Yashan, Machzir Gushaso, Shiluach, Mibsar Chalosis Alim, Lanimo Pundaki. Those would be like the, I at least want us to cover those sigyas. Whether or not we'll do Ones Begitin on the midterm is an open question, so I'm not sure. All right, we'll see. We'll see how far we get in the Chazar. That sound good? Yeah, everybody on board for that? Good? All right. So I'll keep you posted about which days we'll dedicate for Chazara and for Chazar Shirim. Any questions? Fine. Good. Daniel, it's good for you? Great. So let's talk about Lishma. In the last year, we got through the first four blot or so in the Masechta. I just want to call to everyone's attention the Meiri that Josh and Ezra mentioned last year. So that's on the bottom of page 3 of the source sheet here. The Meiri is worried about Tosos type issue, which is, Ezra, tell us about it.
Why specifically just concerned about Lishma, why not other
Dine? Yeah, in this takana, this overhaul of Dine Gittin, of Bifanai Nechta, Bifanai Nechtam, why specifically were they worried about the takana of Lishma for Chutz Laretz? Why aren't they also worried about the other Tikune Gittin? There are a lot of Dinim, correct? So what does the Miri say? V'shem HaTomar, we haven't taught page 4 in the new Makor sheet. Ezra? A million and a half dinim.
It's obvious.
Isn't that great? So that's basically saying that Bifanei Nechtam is, again, like it's a conversation starter about what were the circumstances under which the get was written, and you, the Shliach, have to have seen the get written. And if the Shliach can't tell us that he saw the get written Bikashras, then we're not going to validate the get. Right? It's funny, it happens sometimes. You write a lot of Gittin are given like the Shliach. Right, but then when you do the shlichos, the sofer, the shliach actually has to see the ksivas I get. He has to say panei nechta, panei nechta. Well, it sounds like here at least we would have to be able to respond to the inquiry on the shita, right? But at a minimum, yes, he'll say panei nechta, panei nechta. We do panei nechta for chosar. So we'll see that when we get to Shulchan Aruch. But osom chenalav. V'chad aminai hu nakat. So what does that mean? V'chad aminai hu nakat.
We just took one example.
I just want to mention that is a substantial overhaul rereading of the Sugya Kipshuto. Now the Gemara has two issues. The Gemara has two shitos, Rav and Rava, about why this takana panay nechta panay nechtam, either lishma or edim tzuyim lekaimo. The Meiri quotes as ksas hachamim to say actually the whole sugya in the beginning of Gittin is lav davka. It's referring to all dina Gittin. It's an example of whiplash and just like really just a very small modification, small question, right? Why aren't we choshish for other things? And the answer is huadinami, that takana is for those other things as well. Go ahead, Ezra. So ein became bedikduke gittin is a far broader. Correct. Okay. Then the chen ish mefarshim. Chen
ish mefarshim to share had bedikduke imen hanalma. The ein mukazer about shalom lishma about shalom lishma. Mitoch shite desach mitoch zarek afilo mitila.
So what's this huge question? Why are we uniquely concerned for lishma?
There's more reason that someone would mess up there because it's more advantageous to not have to do lishma.
Yeah, I mean it's the most beneficial to take shortcuts on because it's extremely costly to require that the get be written milechatchila lishma. Whereas if you allow to have gittin that are prefab, pre-written, boilerplate, then you just go to the store, you pick one off the shelf, and you can use it to divorce your wife. So I think, well, the Meiri is saying this specifically about takana panay nechta panay nechtam, it does speak to that observation of the Barbanel that many of the dinim of gittin can be seen as just making the process a lengthy process. I know Josh doesn't love this explanation for lishma. But this is an example where you could see that in the Meiri's interpretation of the Fanai Nechtam, he's saying, look at the amount of Hana, look at the amount of cost that can be saved by cutting out the Din of Lishma. And that's why I think that in Klitzlaritz, it was the first to the first one that people took shortcuts on. Okay. Now, I agree with Josh that it's not the most interesting explanation for Lishma. But I think it is a sufficient explanation. Just like the Rishonim thought for Ksiva Saget. And you could just think that there has to be these dinim to make it a rigorous process so that it's not easy for the Baal to get divorced. You might think of Lishma as just one ingredient in that theory of Gittin as giving the Baal time to calm down, giving the Baal time to think if this is something that he really wants to do. Right? So it's literally just a breaking mechanism or a pausing mechanism. So that I think is at least one explanation for lishma. I want us to consider other explanations for lishma so that Josh is happy. No, not just that he's happy, because I think there are other explanations out there.
But if you want us to start to consider the chasad la lishma, so one theory is ala the pina and the barbanel. But based off the Meiri, I'm going to act out. Anal Labal in the sense that it's the easiest to do quickly. As we have comment on this.
The problem with this view is that this value is like the Akadishas in general. You can understand the Shema you need something to separate issues.
Well, you're already concocting an alternative theory and weighing what you think are the relative benefits of the various theories. Well, I don't think just like you, when you read the chinuch about that it has to be b'chsav, and he said, oh, because if you write it down, it gives b'toch kach tanua chamas habal. Otherwise, you're like a chashverosh, right? You get angry and you kill your wife in a second. The thought here is that this is part of that theory. You don't think the chinuch is a bad theory, do you?
Yeah, I think it is.
You think the chinuch is a bad theory?
I don't think it's a bad theory. I just think
for ksiva. Yeah. Like, why get us to be chsav?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fine. If you don't like the chinuch, then I can't help you. But I think given that, given if you like the chinuch's theory, then the application to lishma should be compelling as well. That you like it. Yeah. I can see this. Not like the most romantic, but not everything has to be romantic. Not everything has to be humanistic. Borrow the word that Zachariah's father used. Right? Not everything has to be humanistic. I mean, it is humanistic in the sense that you're saying that you don't want divorce to be a quick process.
It's a practical issue.
System of law. Why can't a system of law be practical?
I think it's like the pot. Okay, but like you're saying that the pasuk says the pasuk says the shema or whatever.
Pasuk is one word, so pasuk law.
Okay, but I'm saying the shema because that's the drasha.
So law the shema, but it also the chasav, it has to be the chasav.
Right, it's connected. But I'm saying to say that that's the reason the Torah did it is to like make it harder for the husband to divorce.
Say it again.
To say that the reason why the Hashem wanted us.
Yeah.
To do the shema is because to make it harder for the husband to divorce. I think that sounds a lot more rabbinic than does.
And what?
Than does the derisa.
You don't think
that? Why? The chinuch was giving it as a theory, a shoresh mitzvah for why the get is b'chsav.
Anyone else?
Sorry, you wanna?
Maybe someone pointed this out already, but I heard it the opposite way. The hana labal he's referring to is the hana of doing it lo lishma. There's some incentive
correct
to do a lo lishma to get like a free copy.
That's how we're all reading it.
So why is this connected to the chinuch barman at all?
Because it reflects that it's. What does hana mean? Hana means beneficial to do a shul lishma,
right?
Which means that lishma imposes a cost on the husband, makes it very difficult,
right?
It's a barrier to divorce, right? The Meiri is just an example of where this theory becomes practically clear. The haraya in chutzlar is the reason why people were dafka circumventing the din of lishma is because it's a huge pain. You have to have soferim who are there, like even today, forgiveness, the biggest pain. I mean, it's the biggest complication. You have to have a sofer who comes uniquely for each divorce. Imagine if it could be like buying a mezuzah. The guy, the sofer sits in his house, he writes a million gittin. It's like you get a keychain at the store with your name on it. He writes a million gittin and either he puts the name in or you call him up and he puts the name in and it's easy shmeezy. But here he's got to be there, like to hear the tzivoy abal. He's got to say he's writing this get lishma for the husband, for the wife. There aren't so many sofer more available for that who are going to start schlepping around. Or it means you have to schlep to the sofer. So I think the Meiri is just bringing that to the surface when he says, like, look, that's why I'm going to circumvent it. So I think we're all on board with that. Yeah. Is that?
I don't think this is not a romantic or humanistic point. Like, the fact that we're trying to preserve the marriage.
Correct. Correct. I mean, the whole reason why I asked you to stop is because the Torah thinks that marriage can't be a quick decision. It has to be premeditated. It has to be a process.
Yeah, we're just used to that because we've been talking about it a lot.
Correct. Correct. That itself is cool and humanistic. Right, Ezra? Right, I mean, I think, like, if you started with lishma and then made the connection to ksiva, like, you would maybe look at it differently, because right now we're saying this is an application of that earlier theory. Okay. All right, so we're gonna have more to say about this, but don't worry, we're also going to develop an alternative view about lishma that we'll try to work towards today. Okay, so now let's look at the sugya on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. You guys get a chance to prepare that? Mishnah Kol Gesh Nechtav Shlo Shemisha? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So, Yudi, did you get a chance to prepare it? No? Seb, did you get a chance to prepare it? No? Eitan Jesselson, did you get a chance to prepare it? What?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, why don't you start it? Kol Gesh.
Kol Gesh Nechtav Shlo Shemisha. So, any guy that's written out of Shem, the woman, Paso. The case of the case, they are very Bashuk, the Shema called Sopri, Makrin, Ishtoni, Migrash, Ethoni, the Makamponi, the Marzeshmi, the Desh, and Ishti, plus the Garshpa.
So, what's the case there?
So, someone's walking in the truck and hears the call of the Sopri. his name and his own good and his wife's name is also good.
It's like literally, let's say your name is Avram and you're married to Sarah, and the Sofrim are practicing to write Gittin, and you said, Anna Avram, Tivisi Burus Nafshi Bidla Nisna, right? For Aunt and Sasi Sarah. And you said, oh, great, that's exactly what I needed. Can I buy that?
Buy off one of the students now.
What?
You just have to buy it off one of the students now, and you've got your
get. There you go. So is that a good guess? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says what? Puzzle Ligarish, well, even though it has the names right. Notice, how do you read that first line? Shalol L'shem Isha, Kogach Nechdav Shalol L'shem Isha.
Not for the sake of the white woman.
So I'm curious, how do the English translations translate that phrase in the Mishnah?
It's interesting because it doesn't seem like every case is talking about L'shem Isha.
Right. Right, so I'm saying, what do they mean as Kogach Nechdav Shalol L'shem Isha? Is that what they mean? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, right? Is it really supposed to be L'shem Ishas, or is it L'shem Isha, like not like for the particular woman? That's not written for the specific woman. So that's a little problematic, because if you look at the Gemara, so it says, let's read the second case then for a second. So yes, sir, Mikain.
He wrote a get for his wife and then he didn't want to divorce her, so he takes it back. Lots of Ben Yero, so someone else wants to be fine with Amar the Shmi Fishmeta, the Shemi Speak, Shemi Stefa.
So my name's
like your name, my wife's
name's
like your wife's name, but it's still
possible for the boy. So why is Yeser McCain?
Like,
yeah, what does
Yeser
McCain mean?
Yeah, so Gemara later on says how it's like, you would think the first case is the most basic and then it gets more complicated.
So why is the second case more complicated than the first? Aren't they both instances of...
There is Lishma here when he's writing again. Or he's writing again for himself, basically.
Right. Well, it's a shame. You might say it's L'shem Isha, but it's L'shem the wrong Isha.
Yeah.
In the second case.
There is L'shem. Like, he is writing it. He has intention to divorce. Again, he's writing it in intention to divorce.
Okay, so let's see. So let's see what the Gemara says for a second. Distinguish these. So, Gitin Chaf Dalid Amid Bez. Kasab Lagaris Isha Vinam Kule. Stavela Resha Mimai. I take it the Gemara is asking, what's the difference between these cases, right? Samar Papa.
I think the first question was like, why do we need why do we need both cases?
Oh, what's the difference in the first case and the second case?
The first case is where the Sofrim are like, they're doing it to be tough. They're like,
practice.
Yeah. The economy.
You ever hear that phrase, by the way? This phrase is used all the time in tshuvas.
What?
Well, Sofrin Hasui and Lislamid. Ever see that phrase written in they're adding to like a Bar Ilan search. Like I think the Ramban uses it in like a bunch of places when he's trying to, he's like, I'm gonna defend the riff, but I don't agree with the riff everywhere. I'm just writing like a Sofrin Hasui Lislamid. I don't know if he uses that phrase here, but this is the same thing. Like, what does that phrase mean? Like here it denotes like literally Sofrim who are practicing their writing. I think it actually means Islam, it means their penmanship.
Like teach, no?
Or to learn. I don't know. What?
Like Rashi says, like they're teaching people. Or?
Well, it means that the students are learning how to write Gittin, no? So they're asking Islam, they're teaching them how to write Gittin. So they're writing, this is like a.
What would they say?
It's like writing class, right?
Why don't you say fun? Like,
what? Is
instead
it?
Of saying cloning, they use like real meaning.
Yeah, they used
better practice.
What?
Better practice.
Yeah, or what if you have someone's name? His name is Plony and his wife's name is Plonis. What happens then?
Wow, so good name like this, Plony and Plonis. I mean, Plony was a dude's name in the road, right?
Maybe. Plony Amoni. I thought that one wasn't his name. Do you think that's actually his name, Plony Amoni?
I don't know.
I think we got it.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the idea here is that this is Sofer Nasi and Lislamid Askinan, right? So they're just practicing. That's fine. Sofer and Makrin, that's just because there's like a teacher who's screaming out, right? Like the chief Sofer says, like, you know, right, Plonis Magaris Plony, fine. But then my Yesem Mikain. So what's the Yesem Mikain? Meaning where I wants to know, what's the logical gap? What's the all the more so or right? Or even in this case, even implies that there's a greater Kiddush in case number two than case number one. But like we're advancing the halakha here. So what's the guess? We can't tell the Bishma. Okay, so now this is the question. So what's the distinction between the two cases?
The first one wasn't written for the sake of Gershon, rather just for practice, and the second one was.
Okay, so it sounds from this line of the Gemara that the important distinction between the two cases is in case number one, it's lo l'shem Gershon. In case number two, it's Lishum Gerishin, but it's not Lishum the Isha. Correct? So the question is, how does that fit with that first line of the Mishnah? Kol Getch Nichtav Shelo Lishum Isha Pasul. Is that line supposed to be what the Gemara attributes to it, that it's Shelo Lishum Gerishin? Or is the Gemara thinking that it's not like Lishum the Isha, Eitan?
Like that would be the definition of thinking of it as Ishut, like Gershon Ishut, like that it's not necessarily about the specific,
yeah.
But it's odd to think like maybe the problem is about it not having intent for Gershon in general. So the first part of, you know, the first case is just it's just for like learning purposes, there's no any Gershon, no Ishut at all.
Right.
Then the second one,
and do you think that, and so the meaning of the phrase Kol Getch Niflep Shelo Lishum Isha Pasul, that for how do you translate that?
That like any get is that is written, like I guess, you know,
not for a marriage, not for,
yeah. The hard thing is like marriage doesn't fit either, like a get is often not for marriage, it's for anything,
right. So I'm just saying it's a little funny that if that phrase means not for a woman, it's funny that the Gemara says the psul in the first case is a psul of lolishum gerishin.
Right.
Exactly. Right. So, David, you have a thought on this?
Because he didn't have the right woman in mind. Surely there was no woman in mind. Like, it seems like if that's your sort of understanding.
Yeah, except you might say they're different psulim. You might say they're different psulim. Whether or not the final psul encompasses all the cases, that's an interesting question. You mean you're eliminated?
What?
Does this mean you're eliminated?
No, I didn't go yet.
Okay, good luck.
What?
Okay. Big roller hockey tournament today.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's today.
Tomorrow.
Oh, and Sunday. Sunday's the. Got it. Sorry, you have a hand on this?
Yeah, I think the passage of the Mishnah is quoting the drasha of the pasuk first. Pasuk really only flipped it, like pasuk blah blah blah. For her,
uh-huh.
And then it's going to only what we call Lishma.
Good. So another way of saying Zachariah's point is that maybe that introductory line is going on the whole Mishnah. Kol Getch Nichtav Shelo Lishum Isha Pasul. There's a chesaron of Lishma. Ketzad. By the way, there's like a bunch of different elements of Shelo Lishum Isha. Shelo Lishum Isha. Shelo Lishum Her. Shelo Lishum Him. Maybe that's the best way of reading it. That the first line of the opening shot of the Mishnah is not about case number one. It's kind of just the general header for all the cases that the Mishnah is going to present. So it's trying to encompass all the Yesser Mikains also. Josh, is that you're going to say?
Yeah,
I think that's probably the best way to go. And then the Gemara is unpacking it and saying, by the way, there are these different elements of Lishma. Case number one is Shul Lishum. So go back, Eitan, Zeh, Lo Zeh, Shenichtav, Shul Lishum, Yishu, Zeh, Lo Af Zeh, Shenichtav, Lishum, Gerishim. What's case number two? Below Zeh. Possible. What's the case that's Nichtav L'shem Gerishin D'day?
That's the second one.
Plus a third case, I think, but you didn't read that. So read the...
Yeah.
So he has two wives. He wrote a get to divorce his older wife.
Yeah, and divorce the younger one.
Even if they have the same name. Why? So that the Gemara is saying, hey, you might have thought it's not that the get is l'shem him. Kamash Malan also has to be l'shem her. All right, so it's l'shem Gershin, it's l'shem the Baal. It also has to be l'shem her. Yes, sir, Mikaim.
Amar l'alabar, so he says to the scribe, Kapu, Le'ezo, Sherech,
Ketov.
What?
Ketov.
Ketov, Le'ezo, Sherech, I got to divorce, so write to whomever I want to divorce.
So the wives have the same name.
Yes.
Here he's not specifying which one he wants to divorce yet. So he's leaving it open-ended. Right? So I'm going to divorce the one that I want to divorce. So Gemara's a puzzle of Garish Bo. That's a tricky issue. What exactly is wrong there? But that seems to be that for whatever reason, whether it's a Brera issue or a different issue, it's not sufficiently Lishma because he hasn't designated which wife is going to be divorced. Can't leave it in the abstract. Okay. Now, do we want to say these are all Psulim and Lishma? Seems like it, right? Yes?
Yeah.
So how many Dinim of Lishma do we have in the Mishnah?
Four.
What are the four?
Has the Gershon.
L'shem Krisos, L'shem Gershon. That's Rabbi Shmuel. What else?
It has to be for him. Right?
It has to be for him. That's the below Zesha Nichtav Shalol L'shem Gershon Didei, Elaf Zesha Nichtav L'shem Gershon Didei. Puzzle. That's the guy who has two wives. Okay, what's the next in?
It has to be... You can't write it for the Brahma of your wife. Like, meaning it has to be for the specific woman. Like,
has to be for the specific woman.
Uh-huh.
I have three dinim right there.
Right, okay. I guess the last one is kind of
the player. Sounds like it, right? Yeah, has to be for the specific woman. Now, read the Gemara for a second. My time.
My time. I have time and the law of the creature.
Okay, so if it just said, Kasa v'nasan, I would have said that the ksiva has to be lishma, lishum krisos. Notice, by the way, this Gemara goes back and forth between lishum krisos and lishum gerushin. I assume that's fine. Those are probably just the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Gemara is used, but like for the purpose of severing the marriage, severing the divorce. Aval, kasa v'garshis of nimlach. So what's that case? That's case where he... So you're giving it to somebody else. The get there was written l'shem krisos. I would have said that's kosher. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, what's the relationship between those two dinim? What's that? Well, the first case is the case of lo avid l'shem krisos. The second is the case of avid l'shem krisos, but not for the...
Yeah, that's not for the same in our... When we're discussing, we already went through.
We already asked this question, right? Yeah. Why am I asking this twice?
Yeah.
So I think what I'm asking, a different way of putting it, is the Gemara says the chassah has got to be the shame precept, correct? And then it says, let's say la, the shame aisha. I know that's not the Gemara's exact drasha, but it's got to be for the wife, right?
But I think it's saying the word krisa teaches you that it's that it has to be shem krisa, and the chotzav just is saying that you have to do it.
The kasa rachmana v'chasav, I kasa rachmana v'chasav, havamina lemutei hai, delo iu kasev la, aval yesh lo shtei nashim, de iu kasev la, ema kasher, kasa rachmana la lishma. The Torah says lishma that you have to write for the specific wife. Correct?
Yeah,
the chotav should be l'shem ish, probably, no? And
yeah.
Like creature would be l'shem creature.
The assumption is like, oh, the puzzle here, it says there's nothing to save our creature. Obviously, the first case of l'shem l'shem dirishin doesn't work because it's not for a creature.
Correct. What about the case of the Baal, wrong husband?
Yes, he has to do it.
Isn't that so? That's the case. Which case is that? Isn't that a case where you're giving it to somebody else to you? Shame ishti, shame ishti.
Somebody else was cut up the garish ishto v'nimlach, the other shame creature, even though it was.
It was done machine creature. You didn't write it. So therefore, the chatam is saying that you have to write it.
You have to be the writer.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a dinam lishma?
Dinam like a lishmo. Or like it's just a dinam like, it sounds like it's like he has to do the kiva.
So then I want to know. It is like chasav. Is that what he has to write it?
Yeah.
I'm very bothered. Not bothered, but I want to know where this falls into the picture.
Well, it's unclear whether katav means that he has to do a lishmo or whether he just has things that different kind of saying.
Yeah.
He has to do the action and it has to be lishmo.
Correct. So we have three things going on here, right? You have l'shem krisa, l'shem isha. Those are easy. Correct? But it's not so clear. And in the Mishnah, it is, I think Josh is right. The Mishnah is trying to tell us that there's a separate din that the husband has to be the writer. That's why the Nimlach case, where you initially wrote it for your wife, then you change your mind and somebody else wants to purchase the get to use it for his wife, that's no good because it wasn't written for the Baal. Is that a din of Lishma?
Also, that's not because it wasn't written for the Baal. I mean, that's not
so why does the Mishnah have three cases? Correct. Yes, sir. Mikain. Kasa lagari sishav nimlach. Matzo ben irav amar lo shmika shem chashem ishtik shem ishtka. Pasul lagari. Yes, sir. Mikain. Ayelosh deinash mushma shem shavos. So there's a right there.
To show that it has to be for her as well.
Both cases are saying that it's got to be for her.
No, the first one's saying, well, in both cases there is a problem that it's not for her either.
Right.
But one on an even more basic level, it's not even for him. So, like, right. Going up in steps.
So, I'm going up in steps. Does that show you that there's an additional flaw if it's not written l'shem the husband?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how it would be possible to have a case, though, where it would be written for her but not for him, but yeah.
It doesn't sound like that's what Gemara is saying in the next stage. It sounds like the next stage is that it was just a tzibui in the Baal, he has to do it one right. It's not l'shem.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this din of.
Is it
that l'shem or is that a totally separate din?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So this is
what I'm trying to figure out. Is this din that it has to be, which is listed in this same Mishnah, and then you also have a line in there that it has to be the husband's tzivui, or it has to come from the husband.
That's the same thing.
What?
I think it's the same thing.
It's a din lishma. What's the lishma there?
Could be a stronger din.
I'm saying, what's the lishma? This is what I want to figure out.
It's,
what do you mean, Charlie?
It's written for that man, maybe in the tzivui.
See, we have Baal is in Lishma?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I just want to point out. What? Okay, we'll come to the Rambam in a second. We mentioned this Rambam quickly last year. But look for a second at the end of the source sheet I just threw in a Ramban. We'll talk about this and we'll spend more time on it later on. But you see where it says Tzibui Baal on page 8? Mm-hmm. Katani b'drabi Yosi, Achi Yishma Kolo, Shiyama the Sofer Kso, by Gittin, the Sofer has to hear the Tzibui Baal. V'yikol Meimar, Shaini Get, we'll look at the context later, but the Kivan Dabinon Lishma, Kubina Nami, Bekasa, Habal, Ein Hasofer, Ve'edim, Omdim, and Machma Baal, Alakisha Shamu Hemi Piv. He's trying to explain why you need the Baal to directly command the Sofer, and he connects it somehow Lishma and Bekasa, Habal. Are those two separate dinim or one din here? Well,
I might say that they're just two parallel dinim. I mean, it might not be the same day, but
similar dinim.
Right, they're similar dinim.
Right, it's the same thing that comes out of love. You know, the lishma, different angle of the lishma. There's the shame you should, the shame you should, the shame ish.
I want to say a little chiddush. Okay, oi? Did you say oi?
No.
Okay.
Put the mar together.
Meaning?
Like meaning in the pasuk, like meaning if it's like two, whether or not they're two separate dinim, like I don't know, it's like one phrase, like kind of lost. So like even if they're two dinim, they're one sheds light on the other. It's just one. What's the word of verse that I use when there's two dinim? But like it might,
juggernaut.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut.
Yeah, it's terrible. So what are you saying? What are you saying?
Saying that, I mean,
speak clearly. Speak clearly.
Okay, there's two separate dinim. There's katav and there's law. But in a
Well, we have three hidden here, right?
Okay, but
you have Gershon,
I'm assuming it's more just like, okay, like, you know, the debt has to be in order to get divorced. That's, I would say it's kind of separate. But then it has to be that the husband's, you know, the one doing it kind of the shma, and the wife's doing it kind of the shma. And you might think that those are just two different dinim, but like the katzat law is also like a phrase in and of itself, which really shows that it's that, like, you know, we assume both of them in a relationship, or we assume the relationship for something.
I see what you're trying to say. That's not what I want to say yet.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe we'll get there. So I want to say, I want to have two related points. Number one is with regard to Lashem Krisos and Lashem Aisha, it could be that the Yeser Mikain is not distinguishing between two different levels of Lishma Lamaskana. It could be that they're just two different levels of Lishma that would exist in a Havamina. So you might have thought that there's a distinction to be drawn between a get that's written L'shem Krisos and L'shem Aisha. Mashmon, there's no distinction. Well, meaning you could only have L'shem Krisos if it's L'shem Aisha. Meaning?
Everyone, that's obvious here.
What I just said is obvious?
No, the fact that L'shem Aisha, if you have L'shem Aisha, that means L'shem Krisos.
Not saying that. I'm saying that the Hagdara of Lishma for a get is that there is no generic Lishem Krisos distinct from the dissolution of this particular marriage. Ezra. So once you have a yes and mikain, the Gemara is saying that, look, you might have thought that as long as you have Lishem Krisos, that's Lishma. Mashmalan, the Hagidara of Lishma requires Lishem Aisha. But that's not different from the Lishma. It's not that there are two dinim in a get. There's Lishem Krisos and Lishem Aisha. We're saying that there's a Hagidara of Lishma, which means that the only valid Havana of Lishem Krisos is Lishem Krisos, last Lishem, this Isha who's being divorced.
If from the Isha also?
Well,
Isha also.
I'll get that in a second. I'll get the Isha in a second. This is point number one. So I'm just asking, I'm saying the Mishnah mentions two dinim. It says you might have thought that there's all you need is krisos. Kamashma, you need lishma. And I'm saying, look, you need law. Now I'm saying lamaskana is the Gemara saying that there are two dinim. There's lishem krisos and there's lishem isha. Or is the Gemara saying, no, that by definition, you don't have lishem krisos without having lishem isha azos. This woman is being divorced. There's no Platonic form. There's no chalos out there of l'shem gerushin stam. What would that even mean? The concept of divorce? No, like you're talking about a particular gate. Like there only are particular gerushins. I'm asking that as a question. You could say, no, the maskana, there are two dinim. And there's ways of having l'shem gerushin without having l'shem isha, and there's ways of having l'shem isha without l'shem gerushin. Debbie, you have a hand on this?
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Like, what is it like? The mission gives a kiss. How do you worry to have just abstract Lishem Gerushin, like just on its own?
That's the Havamina, you know.
Right. That's right. I'm just saying. You're saying like it's impossible to have such a you know das to just have Gerushin in the abstract.
But I'm saying there could have been. I mean, I could see a world in which there's a concept of Lishma, which is Lishem Gerushin.
Like you could have the mental state but only be
Lishem divorce, right?
Yeah.
But the Kamash Malan might be that there is no halachic chalos for l'shem gerushin. The halachic chalos is l'shem the divorce of this woman.
So how is that different than saying you need the mental state of l'shem?
Now, for me, is whether you could can you have l'shem gerushin that's supplied separate from the l'shem isha?
But it would be possible anyway, even in both formulations. There wouldn't be nachmina, I guess.
Sure, why wouldn't there be nachmina?
Because you would need to both, if they're two distinct things, then you need both things.
But you can get them separately.
You can get them separately.
I mean, you could supply l'shem isha at one point or with something, and you could supply the l'shem krisos with something else.
Like independent.
Correct. As long as you have two ingredients, you can put the flour and you can put the water in. As long as you have them both there, then you'll have dough.
Meaning, theoretically, you're saying if it's two separate things, you could have like the shame version for a different woman and then the shame Isha for this one.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
I think it's also a little meduyak in the Mishnah, in the Psicha of the Mishnah, where it starts off, Kol Gera Nechav Shelo L'Shem Isha, where it sounds like we're not saying that here are different types of Lishma. We're saying we're trying to define a single concept of Lishma. It's got to be Lishum Isha. What are the elements of Lishum Isha? Krisos Lishma, Gerishin Lishma. That's like, that's the single indivisible concept of Lishma that's required. Does everybody understand the question? Rumi, you good with it? Yeah, Romy's gonna go over it. He's gonna give Romy go over it. Very basic question.
The question.
Thank you. Yeah, Howard is. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The question is. The question, as I understand, is basically whether or not we're talking about one kind of lishma that's characterized as lishma, lishem, a particular woman. There's no such thing as I can have lishma, just lishem, priestess, and on top of that, there's another layer of lishma, lishem, a particular woman. But really, it's all just lishma, lishem. I mean, the only thing we can have is lishma for a particular woman. Or alternatively, the person that is that. So you have different levels of lishma, you need all of them. Meaning you can have an independent category or still the same pieces, and on top of it, you need this other independent category, which is the same Aisha. And yeah, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it.
Here's what you're thinking about it. Is the Gemara telling us that for Lishma, you need A Lishem, Gershin, B, you need Lishem, Risha? Or is the Gemara saying that there's a notion, the notion of Lishma is like for this woman's divorce? As opposed to saying it's got to be A for the intent of divorce, and it's got to be for the intent of the woman.
Wait,
on this theory, it's very easy to distinguish. And who made the point? I think David made the point at the beginning of this year that every time it's the shame of Isha, it's automatically the shame of Gershon. David, did you make that point?
No.
Yeah, this, why do you think that? Why can't you say, here, write this, buy a gift. You say, I'm buying this gift for my wife, right? Or write this Megillah for my wife, write this Isha's Kaya for my wife, whatever it is. So you can say, write this gift for my wife. Doesn't that have a shame precepts?
I mean, you don't want to get divorced, you just want it written.
Yeah. It's kind of written on the wall. Is that a big joke or something? Right? Some version of that.
Because I think.
So, you could have Lishem Aisha, and then there's a separate issue whether you have Lishem Gershon. It's not clear that Lishem Aisha requires Lishem Gershon, like Lishem Krizah Aisha. If you go to option two, then the nice thing is you're saying that with the concept of Lishma is. For divorcing my wife, Sarah. Charlie, what's the problem?
For option one, I don't understand option two reasons.
Reason to what? The Gemara?
Reason to Gemara.
I'll tell you. The Gemara is the Gemara is the Mishnah or the Gemara?
Gemara. When we go through
the sound. Yeah, because the Mishnah is a pedagogical text, right? It's telling you, here's the din of Lishma. Not only is it the case that if a sofer wrote a get to learn that that's not good for a gerushin, it's even the case that if he wrote it for a woman but the wrong woman, it's no good.
And then it goes again a step further.
Well,
then
it goes a step further. By the way, it's got to be written for the husband, by the husband. So is it telling you here are three separate elements that have to be satisfied? Three distinct elements. Or is it telling you, like, here's the notion of Lishma. That notion of Lishma is not satisfied in any of these cases. And the pedagogical point that the Mishnah started off with is saying, you might have thought that all you need is a text that says, Pony is divorcing Pony. That's not true. Because if it's not Lishem Krisah,
That's not a good guess. And by the way, you might think, well, you need the Lashem Krisos. That's not true either.
You need Lashem Krisos to Isha.
And by the way, it's not sufficient to have Lashem Krisos to Isha. You need Lashem Krisos to Isha from the husband.
You just say...
But there's no raya. There's no raya from the presentation of the Mishnah that these are separable elements. Yes.
That's
what?
Yeah, that's
what. Okay, and what are you cranky about?
A little too lumpish for me.
It's too lumpish for you? Why is it lumpish for you?
I'm not sure why it's like a significant point. Yeah.
Oh, why is it a significant point?
Why is it a significant distinction?
It seems like I can do just the conjunction of A and B.
Nah.
Right.
Well, don't you agree? So let me get to that. But let me just make the second point that I want to make that's related to this. This analysis that Romy thinks is just an exercise in intellectual gymnastics.
It's not that.
You think it's just an exercise in intellectual gymnastics?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This distinction, this type of distinction, you could also raise with respect to the Lishma of the Baal, the Lishma of Baal. So Yesh Lachkor, when we say that it has to be written for the husband, listening, is that a separate din in Lishma of Baal?
Yeah, the silver has to write it for the husband as well, or is the point that you could only have lishma lishem dir shei isha coming from the husband? Meaning, the get is supposed to be the husband's das of divorcing his wife.
Again,
Lishma doesn't mean that it's written for the wife. Lishma means that it's the encapsulation or memorialization, however you want to put it, of the husband's intent to divorce his wife. So it's not that, hey, we need three elements. We need that the sofer writes it for the Baal, he writes it for the Isha, and he writes it for Shem Dir Shem. No, the relevant element of Lishma is the husband's intent to divorce his wife. That all has to be packed into the get. How do you pack it into the get? By option number two.
That the husband is mitzave, that he commands the sofer to write it as a gerushin on his wife. Did we see that? Those two different conceptions? So what I want to say is basically that it's not, the whole question of is tzivui abal din mishma?
That the sofer can only write the shema baal if he's commanded by the baal, or that the mishnah here when it's the husband who was going to write it to divorce his wife, and then his friend says, "Oh, shmi kishimcha, I'll use it for my wife to get the wrong husband." The problem is not that you didn't have the sofer writing it with shame the baal magarish. The problem is that you don't have the shema isha. Because the L'shem Aisha, L'shem Girsha Aisha can only be supplied by the husband. Who's the only person who could divorce her husband? That's what you mean by that's why
not having the Baal in this Mishnah is a chisaron in Yet Shenichtav Shel L'shem Aisha. Can't divorce somebody else's wife. And Lishma is bound by that. Everybody see how that, I think that's like a nice way of
showing how wrong Romy is and thinking that this is just an act of bad intellectual gymnastics.
You get all those, you say, how do you get that packet, whatever, you get the same thing, just when you said component. I'm not sure why that is that you don't get the same result. Is it all one thing, or do you have to pick it up from different?
Well, here's the thing about it. What's the Lishma? On option one, there are three elements that the sofer has. I'm writing this for the husband. This get is written L'shem Baal Megaresh Avram Demiskri Avram. I'm writing this get L'shem Aisha Miskaresha Sara Demiskri Sarai. And I'm writing it L'shem Krisos. I think that's different than saying that the Lishma that has to be in the get is that this get is written by the husband who desires to divorce his wife so and so. Sorry?
So So maybe
do you agree with Romy or do you agree with me or depending on your summarization? Yeah.
Maybe to summarize, but this is like supposed to be like the not commutative between these two options.
Oh, we'll see a bunch of not commutative.
No, I mean like in terms of at least it's what we presented. Number one, like, is there really one drasha at the end of the day, cost of law, or are there really three drashas?
Right, there's one din.
Right.
So I think that's meduyak in the lashon of the Mishnah of Kol Gut Shenichtev Shlo Lashon Misha. It's presented as one din and three. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second one we said is Sibo Habal a din and Lashma, which is a separate din.
Correct. And I'm saying it's a din in getting Lashem Isha.
Right. So you're as I know, practical not community, can a sober sit down? It's like, oh, I know Joe, I know Rafael, and I can write it Lashem Gershon without them getting any input. That might be a failure of Danas Habal, but it's not a failure of Lashma.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
You're saying an often one that would work for like that's overriding.
It would might be possible for other reasons, but that reason is you need dots either, but it's not a problem with Lishma.
Right. I mean, coming back to Josh's point earlier on in Shir, one thing that seems to emerge from my suggestion here, option two. Is that with regard to Lashem Krisis, you could say there's no such thing as Lashem Krisis Stam. Like the halacha is rejecting that as any element of Lashma. Krisis, by definition, is the Baal who's divorcing his wife. That's what the Krisis is.
Dissolve this theory.
Right, you're dissolving this thing. You're dissolving, right, that's where I'm headed in the future. Right, like that. That's what the Lashem Krisis mean. The notion of abstract, towards, is the get ridden for the concept of divorce? Is that Lashem Krisis? Or is the get ridden for?
To dissolve this.
Yeah, to dissolve this, right? And that's why the three Lashmas are getting at the same thing, right? You know, it's like when a rabbi gets up at a wedding and, you know, they speak under the chuppah and they say something like, you know, the Jewish conception of marriage is blah, 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 versus something about the particular people. There's two different conceptions of what's, whatever, that's a bad analogy. But who has a, Josh, you have a comment?
Whatever, probably
not. So you strike it from the record?
What my comment?
Yeah.
I was just gonna make a comment about like that philosophy thing about like whether or not it exists in the abstract. Never mind.
Okay. What was your comment?
I mean, in his access, he mentioned that there's like a philosopher in like Colombia that like takes his students to like a restaurant and he asks the waiter for some soup.
Just soup.
Yeah. And then the waiter goes like, "What kind of soup? You want like chicken soup? You want pea soup? You want squash soup?" Like, no, just soup. And he walked away because it wasn't a philosopher. But there's no such thing as just soup.
Right, but it's probably universals. All right.
That's stupid. I think
really? Even after you switch to YC, you think that's stupid?
Yeah.
Wow. Sit back to sin, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at some nafkamina. Let's try to tease out the nafkamina here. So let's look for a second at Rav Lichtenstein Shiurim. Sorry. Let me give some background to what Lichtenstein is going to say. So there are a few related discussions of Lishma. I'll just introduce them very quickly. So on page 5, we have the Sefer HaTshuma. Anybody know what the Sefer HaTshuma is? Baruch. I mean, Baruch mi Germaiza. I don't know if he's actually from Germaiza. What's Germaiza, by the way? It's in the worms. Right? One of the three towns in Germany along the Rhine that have these really old Jewish communities. The Rabbeinu Baruch against me, Germaiza, is a Talmud of Bari. Who's Talmud of? Who? No, nice guess. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So he's.
Yeah.
The Re? No. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam are brothers. The Re is Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. They're related there. I think it was a nephew, maybe. The Re was a nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, Re ben Shmuel. So the Sefer HaTshuma is one of the most important Sfarim of Piskei Halacha on Ashkenaz. Because it's one of the first times you get all the Chidushim of the Balei HaTosos that just gets transferred into Sefer Psak Halacha. That's basically what the Sefer Achuma does. It's like the, all the theoretical chidushim and like kind of like a first early form of Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Sefer Achuma is. If you notice, the Hagos Simonios quotes the Sefer Achuma all the time. He calls them the Trumos sometimes, but it's the Sefer Psak Halacha. Anyways, so here in Hilchos, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, you have the Sefer Achuma writing in Hilchos Sefer Torah, trying to figure out the din of Lishma. So let's see, what does he write here? Bechim b'shas k'sivas tefillonim, this is a Sefer Torah, tzorech shiyomar. Anybody see the Sefer Achuma? Gosh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Great, so why don't you read for us? Bechim b'shas k'sivas tefillonim.
Bechim b'shas tefillonim, Sefer Torah, tzorech shiyomar, b'feiru shoshem torah Yisrael, b'kedushan yikod beit.
Yeah, so you have to state, before you write Stam, that you're doing it l'shem Torah Yisrael, Kedusha, that you're writing it for that purpose is, right? Tzorech Yomar, correct? Beferish. Bim Kane.
Bim Kane, we start with Dibor Beferish, Bishilkach. Lo Yitzarech Lomar, sorry, Bishilkach. And then you also say, you have to do it as a person say, Lo Yitzarech Lomar, I'll call Od Ve'od, El Betchila Lomar, Shiachil HaKol Lishma, Kenishba.
So he thinks that for Sefer Torah, yeah, before you write, you got to state at Lishma. Got to be explicit. Bechain Gabe Get. Yeah, so the
beginning you say that is Lishma.
Yeah. Sounds like he thinks that for Ksivas Haged, it's not enough to have Lishma in mind, you have to state a Lishma. Right? That's what the Sofrim do today. Before they write a guide, it'll say, you know, you Adim, or Ru, Shani Kosev, Ani, you know, Getze, Lashem, Bala, Megaresh, some of that, you know, Shetziva, Li, Lichtov, Get, Legaris, Ishto, blah, 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 you know, Arini, Kosva, Lishma. So it's stated Bidibur. And that comes from the Sefer Achuma, who just says, hey, we know this din of Lishma in the Gemara. It's an open question. Does Lishma require thought? Does Lishma require statement? And he thinks that we should be machmir, or he thinks that we should come down on the side, just like Sefer Torah, that it should be explicated verbally. Good? Okay, 1 second. Eitan, you have a quick comment?
I was just going to, doesn't this have anything to do with, like, Moralta, like in the back reader?
Yeah, he has a question for all Ishmas. Machshava, Dibor.
Do you see it as a suffix or the first line says
Bible? Yeah, it's not so clear. He says, Im lo sagi b'machshava el b'dibor. Right? He sounds like he's not.
It's really just about how you just say it once at the beginning.
But Chilas Ksiva, right.
Yeah, it's actually cooler.
But he's saying both. He's saying he's raising this question whether it has to, whether it's Sagi B'Makshava or whether you need Dibor. That's kind of what he is. Now, if you look at the Rush, so you have the Rush citing this. However, Baruch Nistapik and Tzarch Lohotzi Vesvasav Shum Abdul Hashem Sefer Tel Hashem Tefillin Osagi Machshava V'chein Gavik Siva Stam Mizuzos V'chein Siva Saget V'inan Siva Lishma Osagi Machshava. There's some garbled grammar there, but it sounds like it's a Safek, right? So, but either way, the Psak of the Rabbeinu Baruch is that for a Sefer Torah, you could just state at the beginning that you're writing it all Lishma, and that's good. But it sounds like he wants verbal. Then the next Siman, you have the Rush citing this other day, Mechink Shemaschi Lichtov Sefer Torah, Yomar Sefer Torah, Zani Kosei L'Shem Kedushas Torah Moshe, V'Sulo Tzarev, Amnam B'Shas K'sivas Haskaro, Tzarech Sheyachshel L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. This is a very famous Psak of the Rush, the Torah quotes it. What's the issue here?
Why is it only Machshava when it comes to like actually writing the name, why don't you also have to say it?
Correct. You guys familiar with this? There's a famous Chaim on this. Not familiar with the famous Rambam?
Familiar now.
Familiar now. So the Tur Paskin is that for the Ksiva Sefer Torah, you should state at the beginning you're writing it all Lishma. Then when you get to the Lishma of the Shem Hashem, you should just have in mind when you're writing it that you're writing a Lishem Hashem. Okay, Lishem Kedushas Hashem. So everyone wants to know, what's the difference? Why for the Kedushas Hashem is it sufficient that it's Yachshov? Whereas at the beginning, the Rush and the Tour want you to explicate it verbally. Why is there a difference? Reb Chaim discusses this. So he says in the section that I'm highlighting, anybody get a chance to look at this, Reb Chaim? You got it? You got to it? Great. go for it, Josh. Shiny din lishma shel stam.
Shiny din lishma shel stam. Who din kavana machshava nosafa shel lishma.
Yeah, so it's a little complicated, but it sounds like he's saying the din lishma for stam, for l'shem sefer Torah, is something additional. Yeah. And when you're adding an ingredient, so it's an additional ingredient, you need a sefer Torah and you need lishma. When I was in YU, Sir Wilson came to give a shiur one day. I just remember him screaming, like, what are the ingredients of matzah? And so people would say, like, water and flour. He's like, no, water, flour, and lishma. For Wilson, he was like very, like screaming, like the three ingredients to matzah, water, flour, and lishma. Yeah, it was very cool. It stuck with me, right? So Reb Chaim here is saying something along those lines, that the lishma of stam is like an additional ingredient, right? And he thinks that's why it has to be explicated. Masha Inkain. Yeah. So like the lishma for the Shem Hashem is not like an additional, it's not that you have to write the name of Hashem and put lishma into it. It's just a requirement that when you write the Shem Hashem, you have to be aware that you're writing something holy.
Unclear
though.
Yeah. He's saying there's a higher level of
lishma
required, but when it comes to like
you. Well, yes, I agree. Super cryptic here, and you know, if Romy's going to give me trouble, you should give her prime trouble. I think this is super cryptic. I think this is a good example of Chaim's. She's saying there's a distinction, and
I think.
But I'm just going to say for now that one is adding this additional element of lishma, and the other is just a requirement that how you write it got to be written with awareness that it's a special thing. And Reb Chaim thinks the nafka mina is whether you have to, it's enough to think it or you have to say it. Again, I think it's a mechtesi, like mechtesi that one requires deep, like maybe the extra ingredient is just machshava, and like why does an extra ingredient have to be deep? Or but let's work with Reb Chaim for a second, because this is just a framework that I'm going to use for that. I'm going to use based off of Lichtenstein using it. So it's just background. Venimsa. Go on, Josh. Venimsa dehuzet rak. So it's just a requirement in writing the Ksilas Hashem.
The lower level of awareness that you're writing.
Yeah, it's just part of the writing. Below. Right. So like, oh, if it's just part of the writing, it's enough to be, have machshava now. Yeah, as I said, it's a mechatesi to me. Why can't machshava be an additional ingredient? Mechatesi that I go like, why? It's not clear why the it should fall out along these lines.
Yeah, I think it's a little more. It's like a chalos.
What? Well,
it's not an explanation.
A little din yosef. Why can't machshava be a chalos din yosef? Why can't you have a chalos din yosef that's created by machshava? Or why can't you have a din ksiva that just has part of ksiva as amira? Whatever, it's not real. We're not learning Hilchos Stam here. But Rav Lichtenstein draws on this framework with respect to get to distinguish
the L'shem Krisa from the L'shem Merisha. And he wants to say, just like a kind of things that there are two dinim in L'shma Sefer Torah. One is L'shem Kedusha L'shem, one is L'shem Stam, and that they have different dinim. He wants to suggest that you could say something similar for the two dinim of Gittin. That maybe you could distinguish between L'shem Krisus and L'shem Aisha. Okay, let's see him say that.
So here, to page 255, so I'll just read this quickly. He summarized Reb Chaim, Din L'shma B'Ksiva Sefer Torah U'din B'Tzira Sa'Sefer V'Hachala Sa'Kedusha Alav. Notice that he's embellishing Reb Chaim a little bit. Reb Chaim doesn't really say this, but the way Reb Chaim takes it is that if something is a din in creating the kedusha of the Sefer Torah, then you need Amira. I don't know, to kind of put that into the Sefer, that extra ingredient. But Reb Chaim didn't say anything about din yitziras ha-sefer v'achalas ha-kedusha alav. But Lichem takes it that way. Whereas, by contrast, Din Lishma B'Ksivas Hashemos, that should be lo nohad, is not for the purpose of lahachil alem kedusha. Rather, it's just that a person has to have in mind what he's writing. Right, like the Reb Chaim put it, is it for like the hagdar of the maisa, not as an additional ingredient. And for that, it's enough that you have intention, you don't have to explicate it. Now, let's turn to Gittin, Laorzos. Reb Chaim wants to know, what's the deal with Gittin? Does the kosev of the get have to say it out loud, or does he have to just think, or is it sufficient that he thinks it? Whose sapek is that?
Yeah,
Sefer HaTruma. Truma's edition is late Ashkenaz. Sefer HaTruma is early Ashkenaz. One's Vienna and one's France. But similar sounding. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumos, who is a chaver of the Ramban, and Shmuel Asardi, who's in Barcelona. Spartic. But yeah, similar sounding names. So Yitachin, here's the Rebbe Chaim suggests. Shebek shares that after the chalik bein adinim ashonim shalishma beget shirin alal adin arishon b'mishna kavesh tzarek lichtev asaget l'shem geirushin. That's the first din of the Mishnah, right? Meaning that's not satisfied by sofer masin l'islamid. Now, Reb Lichtenstein says k'dei shehu yechashev l'sefer krisas. That I didn't see that in the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah did say that there's a din of Sefer Krisas that has to be the Shem Krisas. So Buchanan adds here that that's an element so that the get would only be a Sefer Krisas if it had the Shem Krisas. I just want to point out, notice that Buchanan is an option one camp. He's saying that the Shem Krisas, the Shem Gayerton is a din in Sefer Krisas. What makes this into a Sefer Krisas? The fact that it was written the Shem Gayerton. Okay. And he says, oh, that's like a din in creating, that's like the creating the Sefer. Sorry. He says, that's a din in Sefer Krisas. Din zeh, he thinks, einenu yotzer chalos miyuchedes b'chefetz, ela rak magdir es zehuto habesisi. You think that's like how you define the, like defining its essence. L'shem kach mistaver shedai b'machshav b'bilbad, ve'ein tzorach sh'adam yomar b'piv shu kosi l'shem gerishin. He thinks that's analogous to the L'shem Kedushas Hashem in Sefer Torah, where you don't have to explicate it, because it's just a Hagdara of the Maisa. Why he goes that way, I think, is interesting. I don't really know. But does everybody see the point that he's making? Correct? Ben, did you see the point?
I think so.
Why do you only think so and not know so?
I think probably it's that before there's any time point.
What?
Rohan seems saying just for our purposes now that the Shem Gershon is sufficient in Mashallah. He thinks that's just a din and being Magyar the Sefer.
By contrast, Hadinim hanosafim b'mishnah mechadshim shelo dai b'kach shaget yugdar k'sefer krisos el yeshtorek b'kavana nosafes l'shem ha'ish v'ha'isha. Notice the phrase kavana nosafes. Like an additional thing that's added to it. Mistaver shadina meila einam nogim lahagdaras ha-sefer atzma lezu yichalos miyuchedas ha-nosefes legem mikoach ha-kavana l'shem ha-ish v'isha. And therefore, he sounds like he thinks that you would require amira for those things, because it's an additional ingredient being added to the sefer krisas. Correct?
So for these, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, the amira is sufficient.
Now, fine, you could quibble about Reb Chaim's distinction and about Reb Lichtenstein's direction that he's taking Reb Chaim's distinction, right? But notice the fundamental way of thinking that's going on here. The fundamental way of thinking is option one. That you're dealing with separate and separable elements of a get, each of which is doing something different for the get, and therefore each of which can be supplied in a different way. One by Amira, one by Dibor. And Reb Lichtenstein's point, they're even doing different things. One's a din of being Magdi the Sefer Krisos, and one's a din in L'shem Ha'isha. They have nothing to do with each other even. It's just that they all are different. different species of Lishma, just like Lishma in Sefer Torah and Lishma in Get and Lishma in Matzos are all species of Lishma. So too, it happens to be that a Get happens to have both Matzos and Stam in it. I mean, it just has two different pieces of Lishma that happen to coincide, and the Mishnah regroups them together in the Mishnah in on Dafka. Where's our Mishnah? Chavdalet. Daf Chavdalet. Does everybody see that paradigm? You agree with that paradigm? Ezra? Romy?
23 that Ramar is picking up one?
Yes. Do you agree that option one is distinguishable from option two now?
I don't think it's conceptually distinguishable. I just don't get why it matters.
Well, that's not me. Well, here I'm giving you a clear cut not to me that though.
There could be not to me though, but that doesn't
explain
why.
What do you think? Sorry, I just gave you a look like you're from outer space. Right?
I didn't see that.
You just give him a look like he's from outer space?
Whatever.
Why don't respond? Why don't you respond to Romy?
No, I'll look with more for like the replacing thing. I was like, yeah, if you grant for Chaim, then maybe this is reasonable. If you don't grant for Chaim, and this is
no, that's right. I mean, I'm looking for the purpose of the
kind of right. So I'm saying once you grant or prime,
I'm not saying there's no way to distinguish between there are no nafkamina, so that you can't say these things, but you can't form these two different ideas. I'm just trying to understand why that's what that kind of the schmucks
two different kinds of worlds apart. This is where Josh is looking at you like you're from outer space.
But
you get to complain first.
On one meeting, the Shema is this, and on another meeting, the Shema is that. That's what I want
to
know.
Right. You want to know what's the report? You want me to say just. On one reading, there are these separate elements of Lishma that have to be satisfied. You have to check the box of Lishma increases.
On one reading, the purpose of Lishma, the reason that it exists and is required is. This X thing is the goal. And on option two, whatever, on another reading, Y is the goal. Not. I understand that on one reading they're indistinguishable, and on another reading they're all one thing, and then on one reading they're, you know, Tiva Yabal incorporated, another reading Tiva Yabal incorporated, and on one reading the distinguish about the Lishma, I get that. But why is that? Because the point is that on one version of it, Lishma means something, on another reading of it, something different.
These are two, right now we're setting up the groundwork. There's two very different conceptualizations of Lishma.
At the end, like you might say, on one of the Lishma is about secret barns, and on another the Lishma is about something else. You know, right?
Right.
But otherwise, it's
not. Do you want to read the end of the book?
Well, or I mean,
the
philosophy that you
set
the goal first and then show me how it's true.
To figure it out, this is a process of inquiry.
Ruby doesn't
want to. Yeah, you want the helicopter tour.
I want to see if you can throw both
So let's try to flesh this out a little more. But let me give you another nafkamina between these two things that also comes from Rubenstein. So let me also add to this that I think Rubenstein thinks that there are two separate things going on in the get. One is more fundamental to the notion of the get, and one is more ancillary. So he thinks that there's this notion of safer krisos that's satisfied by the shame krisos. And then you add on to the safer krisos by the l'shem aisha and l'shem aish. Correct? I think on option two, you don't really have that. Like you don't have the right to say that the fundamental base notion of safer krisos is l'shem krisos. And then there's like the personalization part of l'shem yish that comes later. You don't get to say that. Like there is no Agdar of Sefer Krisos without the l'shem yish and l'shem yish. So I'm going to just flag that for now. Josh, you okay?
Yeah.
Second. Thinking that through?
Well,
trying to see where this leads us?
I have a thought.
Well?
Yeah, I have a thought.
You have a thought over where it leads us?
Let me give you another nafkamina quickly to just help tease out the distinction between these two things. So look on page 7. You have the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. So the Gemara in Daf Chaf says, Amar Rav Chisda, get shekosvu shelo lishma v'haber lav kumas lishma. Banal machugas avir v'rabbana. So what happens if you have a get that was written shelo lishma, but then what's haber lav kumas? Yeah, you pour ink over the ksav that's already there. And you do that lishma. So does that revitalize the get and make it kosher now? Or is the fact that it was originally written shelo lishma, that means the get is going to be possible? So the Gemara says, this depends on a machlokas and stam. Bana machlokas abir v'rabana. Tanya, Aresha, Yitzarach lichto was Hashem. Tzchai, do you know this Gemara?
No, I didn't see that.
So Aresha, Yitzarach lichto was Hashem. V'niskavin lichto v'yehuda v'tav v'lo hitav v'dalis. So you were up to a point in the Sefer Torah writing after Hashem Hashem. You were spacing out. You thought you were supposed to write Yehuda, but then you messed up in writing Yehuda and you ended up writing the Shem Hashem. So you wrote Shlo Lishma. So does that pass the Sefer Torah? Or can you just trace over, pour ink over the ink that's already there and have Das to do a Lishma? And then it becomes a kosher Sefer Torah. It becomes a Shem Hashem with Kedusha. So Mar says, Ma'avir alav kumos ha-makatra divra of Yehuda. According to Yehuda, yes, you could just retrace over it with Dio. And that's Mekadosh.
How can you even do that?
What do you mean?
Like, just like logistically.
You let it dry and you pour more ink on it. The ink settles right there on the.
No, but what? You have to remove ink now.
No, you're writing on top of that. Just making the letters thicker. You never traced over the letters of a Sefer Torah, very thick.
Right.
So you have a hay.
Yeah.
Looks like this.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
So then you wrote it in thinking it was you put over here.
Yeah.
So you take your thing and you do it again. You just go over it over here like this. Put more ink on.
It's still a hay.
That's an example.
Yeah, but at first time it was a hay shelo lishma, now it's a hay lishma.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right? So you have 2 days, and when it comes to safra, what you can do is chacham think you can't do that. Now, so according to Rav Chisda, whatever the din is when it comes to Sefer Torah, that's going to be the din by Gittin. Right? So Chizah says, get your kasu shalol lishma, behavior of kumas lishma, banu machogas, abid b'chachamim, haba hatalia. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, they're just analogous. And he thinks that the din, the psul for ma'avir el of kumas l'makacho, is unique for Sefer Torah, because the chisarn and zeh eli van beyu. Aval hakalo, when it comes to Gittin, everybody would agree that you could revitalize the lishma through ma'avir el of kumas l'makacho. Now, the girs of the Ritva Miksav Yad, another Rishonim, thanks, Ezra, for sending it to me, is the opposite. They think that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is actually not more machmir when it comes to Sefer Torah. He's more machmir when it comes to Gittin. Why is he more machmir when it comes to Gittin? So, Adkan l'machter, this is Girsa. Adkan l'machter, Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, Elam Yishim d'lo b'inan krisos, Aval hacha b'krisos b'inan d'laka, Kilomar b'inan d'lahavik, Kol ma'idich zib b'torik l'shem krisos. And maybe there's something about the Hagdar of Lashem Krisos that makes that if the get was written once, Shelo Lishma, you can't just add another level Lishma. If part of the get is written, the underlying level of Dio was Shelo Lishma, that's going to possibly, because that's Chisarn and Krisos. Okay, so whatever, you get in the Gemara here, debate on Ma'avir of Kumos and Mekacho, two views within the second Shita of, according to the first view in the Gemara of Chizda, it's the same din as Stam, which is Machlokas. According to Acha bar Yaakov, it's a different din from Stam, but you have two Girsos in the Rishonim, whether more Machmir in Sefer Torah or more Machmir in Gittin. Good? It's just the framework, that's the background. Enters of Lechensin, and he says the following. He says, maybe, he cites the Girs of the Ritva of Miksav Yad, maybe Havaras Kulmos Mo'ilo L'inyan Din L'shma B'Sefer Torah, Achi Eina Yechol L'shanas Hagdaraso Shel Get V'Lapo Chosol Sefer Krisos. The way he reads the Chushim Miksav Yad, whether it's right or wrong, is that you can't turn something that was not written L'Shem Krisos into L'Shem Krisos by Ma'avir Lav Kumos L'Makacho. Rav Lechensin says, oh, we don't know what he holds about L'Shem Aisha and L'Shem Abal. Maybe this is just about L'Shem Krisos, meaning just about the first din of L'Shma, L'Shem Gerushin. He's L'Fiza, Nuchal Limto Nafkamina, Getchen, Yechtav Shalol L'Shem Gerushin, Kla, Lo, Mugder, Kasefer Krisos, Kivin Shekach, Havaras Kumos, Eina Yechol, L'Shanos, Sagdaros, L'Hachshir also. If you're missing L'Shem Krisos, the Get's puzzle. You can't be Mavrel of Kumos, L'Shem Krisos.
Lumatzos get shenichdav l'shem gerushin shalisha acheres who sefer krisos v'yapsul shelo who rak machmas din l'shma v'get kaze avaras kumos l'shma asu lohavil k'shem shehim oil l'hachshir s'ashem of sefer torah shelo nechtiv l'shma. So look and see, says I have an afkamina between the l'shem krisos and l'shem aisha. If it's you're just missing l'shem aisha, just take your kumos over it again and be machshir it, but you can't do that for l'shem krisos. The nafkamina is basically the second case of the Mishnah, where if a husband who wanted to divorce his wife, he was nimlach, he decided not to divorce her. Somebody else wants to use the get. So Rav Lichtenstein basically thinks you could say, ma'avril of kumas l'shema isha l'shema ish. Whereas if it was a get that was sofren that wrote us kiasuyin l'islamid, that get can never be used because you can't do ma'avril of kumas l'shema priestess. So it's very, very nice, clear nafkamina between the two cases, correct? He clearly thinks they're separable elements. Yes? On my view, this is all a problem. Like all this analysis is incorrect. Because there is no separate l'shem krisos that's magdir the get as a safer krisos than the lishma that's personalizing it. No, the Mishnah is trying to tell you that there's one din of Sefer Krisos, Kasav Law Sefer Krisos, the Hagdar of Sefer Krisos by definition is for this woman's Gerushin. It's not coherent to even talk about separating the Mavril of Kulmos or the requirements of Lishma. Sorry, you want to?
I think the Ritzba supports your view and the Erlil scene is totally backwards. Like, does anyone else notice, like, you made total Kalayim? Like, if you were to draw, like, a Hathira chart, you just made, just switch sides. Like, the Moshava corresponds to the Shema Shem, like that, like, you know, what are you doing? You know, what is going on here? And now he's saying, no, Krisa is different than Shema Shem. Krisa is like, you know, Kavan Allah Sefer Torah, which needs a mute. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's just totally switched sides here.
The Krisa, he thinks, is about being Magdir the Sefer.
Which is just like Shema Shem, which is about being like, as a thing.
Which is just like Shema Shem. Okay, that's not a terrible thing to do.
And he's saying that Isha and Isha are like...
Right, he's not lining up the Shitos. He's saying that in terms of being Magir or the Maisa, I think there was something strange in that first move about the Sefer Krisos lining up with the Shem Hashem. And then talking about it as Yitzira Sachefta, like being Magir, the Hagdara, the Iker Hagdara of the God. I agree with that. But my issue is less with his analysis and just more with the important thing that falls out of it, which is the separation of L'shem Krisos and L'shem Abal and L'shem Isha.
Right. I think you can work right. Backwards. And the fact that this, or the Ritva Savyan says that this is an unsolvable problem of Krisos, if you're going to take a Shita which separates them, you might say, yeah, maybe Isha and Abal are thicker, but Gershin is more, you know, you could supply that afterwards.
Which well, that's
the right. Point, and that's where
yeah, it's interesting.
If you separate them, you would probably separate them that way.
Maybe. I think Rebukhan seems thinking that what's more fundamental to the notion of Sefer Krisos? Number one, it's got to be for divorce. Secondarily, it also has to be for this couple. So that's why if you don't have Krisos there in the beginning, it's like you don't even have a get. Then there's, oh, is the get, there are two genim, you have a get, is the get personalized? That's the Tudino of Lishma.
Okay.
Right. But we can talk more about it, but I agree there's something strange about the analysis. I'm just using his analysis. I'm not engaging with just like the Rukhaim, right? I think it's the framework. Josh?
I don't know if this is what the Chayyim was saying, but you could also ask him why when it comes to he says like in the last few years discussing that Machshava is enough to, you know, create the basis of let's say a sacred creature. But here we're saying like we're being very machmir on like what can create the shame kriti. We're saying even if you're like, is it easier or is it hard to create the
right
shame kriti?
Right, that's what's higher. I think that is what's higher. Is getting at right. There seems to be when you align up the two nafkamina of the magrel of savagavik sav magrel of kumos and makacho and machshava versus dibur. There's like a bit of a tension about the. What's fundamental and what's Hagdar Samaisa. Like, so that's fine. But as I said, like, I'm less interested in engaging with the Rav Lichtenstein analysis, whether it's good, and more analyzing the presupposition of the analysis that these two things are separable. So.
But once you say that the analysis is zero meaning big, you kind of have to.
I think there's a way to. Right. I'm with Josh. I mean, I think they're solvable. Right. Right. You could finesse that. But it's a side issue for like the thing that I want to tease out here. Okay. Is everybody good with this build up so far, at least in just building up the tension between two different ways of thinking about the different elements of Lishma? Basically option one versus option two. Rumi, you good on that at least? I know you wanna you're waiting to hear the significance of it and like why does this matter for your life and how's it bringing Mashiach? But if Mashiach doesn't come before Shabbos, we'll find out next week. All right, so we'll stop here, but I want us to think about this notion of Lishma, the two different models, and then I want us to begin to think specifically the relationship between Krisus and Lashem Aisha, but then also this idea that the Baal, Lashem Baal, is not a separate piece that the Sofer has to have in mind, but that the only way to have Lishma, Lashem Aisha is that it's the Baal's Das Ligari Shas Aisha. So it's a necessary condition of getting Lashem Aisha, not a separate element of Lishma.
Is there
okay, shut up, everyone.
Any sort of